And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there the Ohio Express with It's a Sad Day. Today on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview with Moo from Denmark on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And to prepare you for Moo, gonna play a bunch of tunes. Gonna play something right now that was sent to me by Nick from the Space Wolves from Buffalo. Thank you, Nick. Sent me a whole bunch of cassettes, his amazing zine, Maximum Tremolo, and we're gonna hear right now his band. I think this is your band, Nick, because it has your initials on the actual recording, NLR. We're going to play one of his bands, not the Space Wolves, Aaron and the Burrs. And we are going to hear right now a cover originally performed by the Hustlers by Aaron and the Burrs. And again, this is Nick from the Space Wolves project. He also does the zine Maximum Tremolo, all about surf music. It's a great zine. If you want to check out the zine and more information on his stuff, check out ut-records.com. That's ut-records.com. So right now, here's Aaron and the Burrs with a cover of The Hustler's Inertia on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.
Yes.
And what about Stone Street? Is there a Stone Street?
Yeah, Stengel. Yeah, Stone Street. Yeah. That's another place, like kind of in the same kind of vibe, I guess, environment things. It's like, yeah, a place where a lot of underground music have played for, you know, and been and like a place you hang out.
Moo, I think it's so great that you're on the same record label as Ice Age and the Cola Freaks.
Well, I'm not.
You were, though. Moore was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what can you tell the people about the Cola Freaks? The Cola Freaks. Yeah,
yeah. Well, they have this very, very great song called Sniper, which is one of my favorite songs, actually, from this, you know, the Danish punk scene. And yeah, they're great. And the lead singer Mess, he's like he's so crazy when he performs. I remember when I saw them first time, I was like, oh my god, is he possessed right now? You know, but that was so inspiring because you know he was just letting go and being like, ah! And I just thought that was so cool, you know. So like they really made a huge impression on me. Yeah, and Cola Freaks, that's right. Yeah, it's been.
Would you ever get them as a backup band at all now?
If they would, I mean, it could be cool. I got, you know, the Høje Hæle. They're also like in, you know, in family with these guys. And they warmed up for me at a venue in Denmark. So, I mean, I would love Cola Freaks to do that, but I don't know if they want to.
And you are Mu?
Yeah, I'm Mu.
Is that how you pronounce it, Mu?
I you know, I would say Mu. But that's very hard to say if you're not from Scandinavia.
Well, Mu, what I have for you right here is a poster. Oh, yeah. I love your art. Is this your art? You're such a great artist.
Ah, thank you. Well, I did it myself, yeah. It's, you know, it's just, I've always really liked, I mean, actually, because I've been inspired by Sonic Youth, I loved their kind of, you know, their old posters, like handmade stuff. So I just wanted to do that myself.
What can you say about this particular poster?
Yeah, well, this, I mean, it was the first kind of poster I made for this thing Mu when it like kind of started to slowly take off in the beginning of 2012, and this was the first one I did, and I remember I was so proud about this one, you know, like Glass Dance in Brooklyn, because it was so huge for me to go overseas to play with Mu. So yeah,
I love your art, especially art in the Diplo vid that you do, the XXX88 vid.
Oh, thank you.
Is that your art in there? There's some posters on the wall. What are those posters saying?
Well, I mean, it's all kind of weird stuff. Because, I mean, I was talking to the director about, like, this and that. But, you know, but it is, like, kind of a mix between some of my stuff and some of my old posters. But also, like, all these crazy, freaky, you know, paintbrush stuff like you do in, you know, on your computer and just, like, kind of just smashed together. And it was just like to symbolize this like a bit over dimensional teen room, like, you know, like putting it on the edge, you know.
So it's like Ronnie is cool is written there. What are some of the slogans written there?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, Ronnie is cool. That's my producer, Ronnie Vindel.
And there's also a poster for Confuse on the wall, a band called Confuse, a punk show that Moore played with Confuse.
Oh, Confuse. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a punk show in a little city in Denmark, I think, called Esbjerg. I think it's that one.
Yeah, it's on the wall of
yeah,
the vid.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I love that you're repping that.
That's, yeah. Well, it's, yeah. I got, you know, I got like a whole wall on my room in Copenhagen with all the old posters from my background.
And I just kind of wanted to ask you about some more posters. What can you tell the people about these posters that you designed? Can you take this out here?
No, I didn't design this one. But it's just, you know, it's from back in the days when I played in, you know, in Moore. Because always when you came to these squats or venues, they would always do these little posters. I mean, I know that they do that too now. But back then, I mean, I really just thought, you know, like the poster art was so great. So it's like, you know, I would always take a poster when we came to these new places.
And I love how they bill you, too. How do they bill you there?
Like Danish electro punk ladies.
How did you go over at that gig?
This one? Like how this, I mean, it was good. There wasn't that many people, I remember, but we were like thrilled to play there because Kuma F is a part of, you know, Kirby, this big squad in Berlin. And we were both like totally proud about that. And we had two of our very good friends with us and we just, you know, we got totally drunk and had fun. So that was, yeah, that was a good night.
And Mu, underneath, actually, there's a few more posters I want to ask you about. If you could pull that out there. What can you tell the people about these posters from your old band, Moore? What do you remember about these gigs?
Well, this was, that's also like, that's this squad in Flensburg, in also in Germany. And we used to play there many times. And that, you know, it was just, you know, we would take our friends with us down there, you know, drive there, rent a car and go there and just get shit faced. And
do you remember the gig at all? And look how they bill you, too. They call you...
No, oh, electro pop hip hop like crazy. Yeah. We also had an alter ego where we would rap, you know, like, and instead of moi, we would call us boi, which means brother, instead of mother. This means mother. And yeah, I remember we were just, you know, these are like some legendary Danish punk acts. And we were just like.
What can you say about them? Just curious. Anything about them?
Well, Jadestop was this band that I told you about that when I went to the youth house when I was 14, they were the first kind of punk show I ever really saw in the youth house and where I crashed in front of the stage. And yeah, he's very cool.
So like the gig ended and you just fell asleep in front of the stage?
Yeah, with my friend. And we would go home the other day. You know, we lived like 2 hours from there, so
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did anybody else crash there too? I guess the whole crowd crashed there, right?
Probably. I hope they did. That could be nice.
And underneath there's another poster there from your band.
Oh yeah. Well, this is Die Hohe Hæle, which, you know, more the Hohe Hæle were kind of like, you know, our older brothers. We would tour with them in Europe and stuff. And they're also like in, you know, as I said, like in family with these cooler freaks. Oh, and there they are. Yeah. It says, like, come to this big release party. And, yeah, Cooler Freaks and Die Hohe Hæle were playing. And this was the first. Fis i dit fjes means pussy in your face. And that was our first, you know, vinyl release.
So you're playing a lot of clubs, and some of them are squats. Are you one of the only people to play, like, squats and then play the Reading Festival?
No, I don't think so.
Who else from that scene has gone from, like, the squat scene to, like, the Reading Festival, or from the squat scene to Roskilde Festival?
Well, I mean, Grimes.
Oh, she did that too, eh?
I think. I mean, I heard that she, like, used to live in a squat, actually, and, like, used to, yeah, play to be warm, you know, because, and she's some, but she did that, right? And, I mean, I guess Sonic Youth also did, right?
But how about in Europe, though? Any of the people, like, when you're at the squats there, that you, like, see at a squat, and then you see at the Reading Festival? Just curious, people that graduated from the squats to Reading.
Well, no. No, maybe, no, you know, maybe, I mean, I hope, I don't know, maybe not.
Moo, have you mastered stage diving, crowd surfing? Have you mastered that yet?
I don't know if I have mastered it, but I'm getting there slowly, I guess. I mean, at least I'm very interested in getting better and better and in mastering it, yes.
What are some of the hints for people that want to stage dive during a band or crowd surf? What are some hints for them, for beginners?
Yeah, for beginners, I would say just let go. I mean, of course, you should have eye contact with, and you should look at some people who are like tall, so you know that they can carry you. And then you should just let go and not be afraid what will happen, because it's very important that it becomes this like kind of just animalistic thing you just do, like just, ah. So, you know, you have to find some people who like kind of big that can carry you, and then you have to just let go.
I love all the practice that you've had, Moo. Like, you've been practicing in Moore for years, haven't you? Up there on the squats, crowd surfing and dancing. So many years you've put in.
Actually, in Moore, I didn't stage dive back then. We were just like, but actually stage diving is something I started doing like maybe only half a year ago or something. But I've wanted it for so long. But, you know, then I met this guy from a Danish band called Reptile Youth, and he's like crazy good at stage diving. So I was like, okay, I want to do that too. And so I started.
So you learned from him?
Yeah.
So thank you, Reptile Youth.
Yeah, thank you, Reptile Youth.
And Moo, is it true that guys are throwing their underwear at you now?
Well, I've tried that one time in Dublin, and that was, but I'm not sure if it was a guy, but it was boy underwear, yeah.
And had your name on it?
Yeah, and a cow.
So you ask the audience to throw their underwear at you?
Oh, I don't ask them, but they can do it if they want to.
What music college were you rejected from?
It was the, you know, I come from this city called Odense, and it was the, oh, actually, I was also rejected from the for the one in Copenhagen. So from the music academy in Odense and also from the one in Copenhagen.
Was your mom a hippie?
She was kinda, but not like not crazy hippie. Because she's always been like a bit like, ooh, you know, a bit lean back, you know. But she was a hippie, you know, like
Did she go to any gigs or any gatherings? Is she telling about being a hippie?
Well, she went to these, you know, like when, where you went, you go to this island only with women and like you do all these creative things and, you know, be like, yeah.
What's that called? That sounds incredible.
Yeah, but you call it Ølejr in Danish. And it's just, it's basically just saying like, yeah, island camp, you know, like. So, but I don't, she haven't really talked that much about it. But I guess she had fun.
Denmark has the largest number of female cigar smokers in the world. Did you hear that statistic?
I've never heard that.
Have you heard of many Danish people smoking the cigars? Are cigars big there at all? Have you seen any?
Really, it's very, very often that I see people smoking a cigar in Denmark. But I mean, I guess if you say so, it must be right.
Which is weird because people like athletics in Denmark, don't they?
Athletics?
Like running track. You're into running track, aren't you?
Yeah, me, I used to, yeah. But that was this, you know, it was this kind of running where you would run in the forest and find little checkpoints.
Hide and go seek?
Yeah, something like that.
Treasure hunt?
Yeah, kind of. But you know, like in a professional way. Or what'd you say? Like, it's like, it was like a big deal, you know, like, it was so important to get all these checkpoints and like come home quickly. And so you would win the game, you know.
What did you win if you won the game?
You could win medals and stuff like that, all kinds of great stuff, T-shirts and bags.
What was it called? What was your time? Did you have a time for it?
No, I mean, you know, it's called orienteringsløb in Danish. It means like, yeah, orientating, you know, like following a map, like orientating through the, you know, the forest, finding checkpoints. And I mean, my biggest thing I tried in that was I won the second, you know, I won silver in the Danish championships. So I was very proud of that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where have you got your stage moves? Is that from Reptile Youth? Like, who have you been inspired by on stage from the punk variety?
Well, I mean, I think on stage, it's actually, I think my inspiration comes from my days in Moore. Because it was only Josefina and me and this laptop. And so we would just, you know, and we had to entertain all these people. So it was just about being like, just letting go. So, you know, something had to happen, you know. So I guess that's where the moves actually come from.
Did the laptop have a name? Did you have a name for the laptop?
No, not really, because we were a bit embarrassed that we only had a laptop, so it was something we wouldn't really talk too much about. We didn't have a name for it, sorry.
Did you try to hide the laptop at all?
Yeah, sometimes we tried to at least, like, yeah, you know, once I actually remember we played a gig with an iPhone. No, not an iPhone, iPod, yeah.
How did the crowd react to that? Because you're playing in squats with punks, what did they think about iPods?
Well, I mean, I thought that, you know, they thought it was kind of silly, I guess, but also, like, actually, people were very sweet and very supportive. I thought they thought it was kind of funny, you know, that we did it, you know, so it was so trashy, you know, so DIY, I guess.
You're also into football? I saw some football posters in your room.
Oh, no, that's actually my father's. It's because it's my old room, and now he has, like, kind of taken over, you know, and he had put up, football posters.
I was thinking maybe you're following football.
No, I mean, I my dad used to take me to football games when I was a kid because my brother didn't want to. He was into computer game, you know. And so my father was, Karen, you're coming with me. So I would go to, you know, football championships stuff. It was cool. I liked it. It was nice.
I noticed another gig you played with Moore was you played the Monsters of Punk with Spielfuhrer.
Yeah, Spielfuhrer, yeah.
What was going on there? There's a video on YouTube about that.
Oh, yeah, but I guess it was like at a punk event in Odense, where I come from. And because every time we played with Spielfuhrer, we would always get like totally drunk because, you know, they were just like drinking so fast. Every time we would go to their, like, you know, the place where they would rehearse, you know, and stuff, you would get drunk like a half an hour before you entered the room. So, yeah.
What were they drinking?
They were like, you know, strong beers, gold beers. I don't know what you call it over here.
What would you recommend drinking over there if we want to end up like Spielfuhrer?
Well, I would say drink a lot of gold beers and then take a little shot each time you drink. If you want to get drunk.
Your band Moore.
Mm-hmm.
You also had a song where you talk about stabbing people. There's a video of kids stabbing each other. What's going on there?
Oh yeah, that's the one called Teo Te El, means beat up everybody. And it was just, you know, I mean, a lot of the songs, you know, like it was kind of with you know, a blink in the eye, like but it was like about just you know, just it was like the chorus was like and you know, it means to just beat up everybody, you know.
And there's some girls getting stabbed in that. Is that you guys? It didn't look like you.
No, that's a very, very dear friend, Frid Fridendale, who used to live in New York, and her friend Megumi. They went to this art school in New York, and they did this video for us.
You also had a video called Nazis. What was that about?
Oh yeah, it's actually, the original name was Nazi Pics. You know, like so it's just about you know, hating Nazis and that you want to burn them and kill them.
Did you encounter any of them at squats or anything like that? Did you have any scary gigs when you were playing with Moore?
Scary gig? No, I mean, I've been to demonstrations where you're like, you know, demonstrating about like new Nazis and stuff like that. But actually, I haven't tried where we were playing a gig where we'd like suddenly there would come Nazis or something like that and trash up the place.
Do you know the TV series The Kingdom at all?
The Kingdom? Oh, Lars von Trier. Oh yeah. No, The Kingdom. Like, oh, I guess it's Riget in Danish, I think. Yeah. I know that. It's great. I love him. He's great. Yeah.
Do you remember much about the series?
Well, I remember when I was a little kid. That was when it was, you know, on air in Danish television, and I was like scared to death about it. It was like I was crazy scared of it. But then, you know, when I became a grown up, or what did you say? I mean, I started watching it, and I loved it because it's so, you know, it's so wild.
There's a Swedish character in there, a doctor. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. It's just like he's an alcoholic, right? Like, ugh.
And he always looks up at the sky and yells, Dunsk Javelar!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Which translates as?
I'm not totally sure, but I think it's like, wasn't he saying like, Jävla svensk, eller eller? Wasn't it like he was condemning the people, right?
Danish fuckers.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's an incredible series. Was The Kingdom popular over there too?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's kind of cult, you know, it's like something that like cool people talk about, like, oh yeah, you know. But it's not like, yeah, you know, it was a big commercial success too, I guess. I mean, I was little, I was scared and I was very small, but.
Moo, thank you very much, DIY Magazine.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What did DIY Magazine do? It helped hook you up with Diplo, right?
Yeah, well, they just asked me about my dream collaboration, and I answered Major Lazer, because at that time I was totally blown away by Get Free, you know, that song. Yeah, and so a guy on Twitter who wrote that, you know, yeah, he saw that interview, and he was like tweeting Diplo saying, hey, please make this happen. And so Diplo wrote him back, we love her. And then me and my manager were just like, freaking out, you know. And so we got in contact with him, and we had a session in Amsterdam.
I was curious, who was the guy that noticed it and tweeted Diplo? Do you remember the name of the guy? Can you give him a shout out at all? Do you remember his Twitter handle?
No, the thing is, I should actually really, really start to give shout outs for that. But I don't know his name.
Do you want to give him a shout out anyways?
Yeah. Big up guy. Oh, no. Go you. Hey. Ah. That was my shout out.
Yeah. Thank you for hooking me up with Diplo.
Yeah, thank you so much for hooking me up with Diplo. That's incredible.
DIY Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That's out of where?
That's a UK magazine.
But if we skip over to New York, J.D. Sampson, what did you do for J.D. Sampson? You worked for J.D. Sampson. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's right. It was me and Josefine. We were over there on an internship for her, and also playing some gigs, you know, while we were there. And then, you know, and she, we were both like, you know, totally thrilled to meet her. We were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is not happening, you know. But yeah. But she was, you know, so sweet and so down to earth and just like very, very cool. And the stuff, I mean, we were just, you know, doing like sitting and like looking through their old fan emails and like making email lists and stuff like that. And also like...
Is this for La Tigra?
No, it was for her new project, J.D. Sampson and Men. It was called back then. I don't know if they changed the name. But yeah, so we would do that stuff, you know, so like kind of, I guess, promo stuff, something like that, you know. Like, basic helping out fellow musician stuff.
But how did you get that, though? Like, it's curious. Was it advertised, like, J.D. Sampson needs help?
No, it was because a professor on our art school, you know, we went to some art school, Jakob Jakobsen, he had a friend who were friends with J.D. Sampson. And so he got in contact through this girl, Emma, who then got us in contact with JD Samson. And she was like, yeah, you can come and help me. That's great. You know? And so we did, and we were totally thrilled about it.
Ronnie, your producer, said that you did crap rap?
Yeah. That was before I met him.
Ba-boom.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
But Moore was good, though. That wasn't crap rap.
No, no, that's right. That was another thing. But as I said, you know, Moore had this alter ego called Bror, meaning brother. And, you know, we started, like, crap rapping in Danish. And then I was like, oh, okay, I want to try to do some rap on my own, you know, and I was so bad at it. And but then I did it in English and kind of took on this alter ego, Peaches inspired, like very much about this like pretending to be this crazy outrageous teen who just were like swearing all the time and, you know, stuff like that, because I thought it was funny. You know, it was a filter, you know, I just put on this but it was, you know, it was funny. But Ronnie didn't want to work with me before I started being, you know, singing and like putting that crap rap away.
And he did stuff in the Boom Clap Bachelors. What are the Boom Clap Bachelors?
That's a very, very, I mean, from my point of view, like a very, very cool and credible band that was like, I actually don't know what time period it was that they were kind of big in big in Denmark, but you know, it's something that people still talk a lot about. I think they released 2 CDs or something like that. And yeah, very, very cool music collective, I guess you could say.
So Moo, here you are in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, do you know that there's other Moos out there? Like, do you know the Moo out there from Brixton? The British Moo?
No.
Electropunk. And there's a Moo from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada as well. MU.
These are my sisters then.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was curious about. Do you know about the other Moos out there?
I don't, but I'm happy you introduced me.
But you don't spell yours M-U, though, do you?
No, I mean, mine is M-U. Do they spell? Oh, it's Moo. Oh, okay. So we almost... Oh, they both called Moo.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. One from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and one from England.
Love it. I love the letters. I like the font.
Yeah, I think she had a big hit with the song Paris Hilton.
Yeah, cool. Can't wait to hear that.
Winding up here, Moo.
Mö.
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 Mö. Mö.
Mö.
Mö.
Mö.
You've touched the Crown Prince?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
What was it like to touch the Crown Prince of Denmark?
Like touching anyone else, I guess.
You had to go to Australia for that?
Yeah, but it's because Crown Princess Mary is from down there. She's from Tasmania. So they moved the whole ceremony to Sydney.
Moo, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Well, I mean, go for it. Don't be tied up, just let go.
Why should people care about Moo? Why should people care?
Because I care about them.
All right, well, thanks so much, Moo. Keep on rocking in the free world and doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
And you're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there more from Denmark with Nazis. And before that, an interview with Moo. Moo's old band was Moor, M-O-R, but she is Moo, spelled M-0 with a little thing through it. Moo, Mo, Moo on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview with Moo. Coming up right now, gonna play something. Thank you so, so much. Really appreciate this, Grave Mistake Records. We're gonna play the Earth Girls from Chicago with Who We Never Met. And then I'm gonna follow it up by something from the band Conduct from Winnipeg. Thank you very much, Nick. We are going to hear Trans American Expressway by Conduct from Winnipeg, recorded with Steve Alpini. And that's going to be from their upcoming release, Fear and Desire, out on November 4th. And then going to play something as well, Bill Mountain. Thank you, Bill Mountain. We're going to hear the track Unfit Parts, and they're from Houma, Louisiana. So right now, here are the Earth Girls from Chicago, Conduct from Winnipeg, and Bill Mountain from Louisiana on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show.
Yeah.
And you're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there from Houma, Louisiana, Bill Mountain. Thank you, William Mountain, for sending me that track. We heard Unfit Parts by Bill Mountain. And before that, on the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, we heard Conduct from Winnipeg with Trans-American Expressway. And we began with Earth Girls from Chicago on Grave Mistake Records with Who We Never Met. And speaking of Grave Mistake Records, gonna play a bunch more Grave Mistaken music. Right now, here's something by Brain F, Don't Tell Me. And then I'm gonna follow that up with a whole bunch of Coke Bust. Let's just say Coke Bust Side 1. The entire Side 1 of Coke Bust from Washington, D.C. Also on Grave Mistake Records. On the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, here's Brain F with Don't Tell Me. And you're still listening, I hope, to the Nardwuar the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard the incredible Coke Bust. That was the entire side one of Confined by Coke Bust. We heard Iron Spiral Neutralized Identity Destruction and Sent in Circles by Coke Bust on the Grave Mistake record label. And Coke Bust are from Washington, D.C. And before that, Brain F, also on the Grave Mistake record label with Don't Tell Me. Right now, gonna play something in honor of the British Columbia Lions football team, who are playing this weekend against the Saskatchewan Roughriders. It's guaranteed that the BC Lions will win the game from management. And if they don't, the people that buy tickets will get a ticket to see another game. But in my mind, the BC Lions have been winning for years because they've put out a fine line of tribute products. Namely, let's just say this, net proceeds from the sale of this record in support of amateur football in BC. What record is this? BC Lions Fever by Bruce Innes. And what's interesting, he's actually from Calgary, Alberta, and Hunter S. Thompson inspired him to start recording. Hunter S. Thompson, like he met Hunter S. Thompson, Bruce Innes from Calgary, and he ended up recording BC Lions Fever, all about the British Columbia Lions Football Club. And we're going to hear that track right now on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.
They come from faraway places.
You can see the hope on their faces. From places like Mississippi and Ontario.
Well, they're coming to try for the glory.
Trying to be part of the story. They run and they pass it, kick and they hit.
Fighting to all you got.
Time to get into the season.
The ones that are left have a reason to hold up their heads and look the world straight in the eye.
'Cause it's murder out there in the action.
They get their satisfaction. Hot action that's moving their hearts and their hands and their feet.
Only the pros survive. All you got.
bottom of the canyon. They've got a long hard drive through the USA. Doing speed, doing loads, toting chicks and cruising through bare bikers. Yeah, bikers. That story lost his own Harley while still a child. Said he's an outlaw angel, said he's born to be wild. He was doing speed, doing loads, making chicks and a cocky-doo bare bikers. Yeah, he was a biker. Now bikers are like slaves under the flow of a pass. There they wait for the rain so they can kick some ass. Yeah, doing speed, doing loads, chicks and a cocky-doo bare bikers.
You're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there, Tribe 69, 69 Tribe, 69 Tribe with Bikers. And before that, BC Lions Fever by Bruce Innes. Right now, to end the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, I'm going to send you some stuff. Well, particularly this particular thing I'm going to send you through the airwaves, and it was actually sent to me by Manolis from Hamilton, Ontario. Thank you, Manolis, for an amazing supply of Hamilton rock and roll. Going to play something here by Tung Fu. The name of the track, Tung Fu. And Tung Fu features Lou, the owner of This Ain't Hollywood, the club This Ain't Hollywood in, naturally, Hamilton, Ontario. Also features a whole bunch of notables in this band, including Gord Lewis from Teenage Head. So we're going to hear Tung Fu on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show by Tung Fu from Hamilton, Ontario. Produced as well by Adney Chernoff, or should I say, yeah, produced, mixed and mastered, Adney Chernoff, mixed and mastered by Nick Blagana. And also engineered by Roman Marcone. Yes, Nardwar to Human Serviette pronunciations. Tung Fu! And right after that, gonna follow it up by Ones and Zeros from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you, Ones and Zeros, for sending me this track. And you guys also contain a member of the band Lung, I understand. Hello, Lung! Lung! Lung from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Not to be confused with Lung from New Zealand. But this is Ones and Zeros, and we're going to hear You'll Never Know, You Never Know. And we're going to end with Drez from Black Sheep's new release, We Can All Share. That's Drez from Black Sheep from New York City. Black Sheep, Drez. Thank you very much, Mark Lawrence, for sending me that particular release. Thank you, Ones and Zeros, for sending me that particular release, meaning You Never Know. And thank you very much, Manolis. So right now, Tung Fu from Hamilton, Ontario, then Ones and Zeros from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and then Drez from Black Sheep with We can all share from New York City on the Nardwuar the Human Serviette Radio Show.
Don't deny it. This more to get. Uh-huh. Stop thinking that you're special, baby boy, you're fortunate. An orphan is down, an orphan's lost inside of what occurs. Looking up the curb between a jig with pigs and angry birds. Taming like a lamb, going out just like a black lion, get a panther. I confess it, I'm conspiring on a better way. I mean, the flame of a better day. And it's a bet I raise, better yet, I better amaze. But it's a different day. No platform for old men. You know him, be known as he who goes in. Check it out. Said I blow them away, boys, with no delay. Cause obvious, they don't know the way, babe. They lost. I envision vision with a sense of direction. And it's a lot we lose until we make the cool connection. Too going to compare. So throw a hand in the air. Cause yeah, we can all share. But yo, I own this here. Yeah, we can all share. But no, I own this here. And I'll raise the glass that those that blow this year. But I'm in the cup holding the golden spear. Yeah, we can all share. But no, I own this here. Say we can all share. But no, I own this here. And the bits distortion come to sound come clear. Everywhere around the world when you hear the crowd cheer. Yeah, we can all share. But no, I own this here. Yeah, I done peeped a little something, but there's more to see. I be a candidate and get a check for life quarterly. Long as we be around, you can hear the sound clear. Yeah, tear down, dear. And they don't come around here. I came in original, I'm going out the same. Analog to digital, baby, I blow them out the frame. And you can keep your revenue. I hope you buy a better you. And there could be no better view than when I bid you adieu. Things unchanged, we let the blind lead the way. It's the season, everybody got a reason to pray. A hum from paradise rut. I demand your slice cut. Assholes ain't playing a role. They be straight, but quick to grandstand like they came with a new walk. Every city's the bomb, but the fuel still. New York, technique sublime. My rhyme style divine. So yeah, we can all share, but what's yours is mine. Yeah, we can all share, but no, I own this here. And I'll raise the glass to those that blow this year. But I'm in the cup holding the golden spear. Yeah, we can all share, but no, I own this here. Say we can all share, but no, I own this here. And amidst the storm should come to sound come clear. Everywhere around the world when you hear the crowd cheer. Yeah, we can all share, but no, I own this here. But there's more to smell. Body the mic, the witnesses, they all can tell. I don't give a cell, homie, I'll be here to heat the heat. I rep the spark in the dark, under the moon on Candle Street. I say I play with the word, I be the truck on the curb. And where I used to say fuck, now it's plus what you heard. If you ain't trying to make it better, then I can't relate. Nah, I ain't doing good, family, I'm doing great. For breakfast, the B-boys beat and breakfast. And every day's an opportunity for greatness. I rock the body threat, yeah, you can make a hearty bet. You can't deny, fly enough to make the party sweat. I rep the obvious, I'm everything they're not. Even looking at y'all funny, cause y'all thought that shit was hot. Not that the sky fell in, but it's telling. The most beautiful culture was founded by free felons. Yeah, we can all share, but no, I own this here. And I'll raise the glass to those that blow this year. But I'm in the cut holding the golden spear. Yeah, we can all share, but no, I own this here. Say we can all share, but no, I own this here. And amidst the distortion come to sound come. Everywhere around the world when you hear the crowd cheer. Yeah, we can all share, but no one on this head.
Having a party. It's going to be awesome.
Music Waste and CITR 101.9 are pleased to present the 10th annual Victory Square Block Party on August 31st.
Ooh, yeah!
This free day of music features the Shilohs, Kool, Dead Soft, Tough Age, Supermoon, Purple Heart Social.